Stories Bigger Than Texas, the Alamo Podcast. Every April, San Antonio celebrates Fiesta, a 10-day citywide party with a purpose that benefits charities, both large and small. Fiesta draws in 2.5 million visitors a year, with more than 100 events like downtown parades, Mexican-style rodeo demonstrations, and neighborhood street fairs. Today, we reveal how this massive celebration has its humble roots at the Alamo, how parades that pass by the Alamo honor its history, and how one parade in particular will invest in the Alamo's future for generations to come. I'm your host, Emily Baucom. In the Fiesta spirit of the more the merrier, we have a jam-packed episode today with lots of guests. Let's begin with the Alamo's collections manager, Misty Lanham, explaining Fiesta's roots at the Alamo.
Before Fiesta grew into the celebration we know and love today, it began as an event to honor the Alamo defenders and celebrate the Texan victory at the Battle of San Jacinto. The first Battle of Flowers parade was held in 1891 and organized by a group of San Antonio women, much as it is today. In this first parade, floats, horse-drawn carriages, and even bicycles were decorated with flowers, and as they traveled down the parade route and arrived at the Alamo, they fought a mock battle by throwing flowers at one another. The parade continues to this day, but we no longer throw flowers and instead place them in front of the Alamo Church. As the popularity of the Battle of Flowers grew, so did the city's celebrations, and over the years, more events were added. In 1925, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas began the tradition of a pilgrimage to the Alamo to lay wreaths and pay tribute to the Alamo defenders. Today, Fiesta has grown into a 10-day celebration of all things San Antonio, with a total of 3 parades and more than 100 official Fiesta events across the city. Fiesta is known as the Party with a Purpose because it raises money for local organizations. Here at the Alamo, it's tradition during Fiesta to celebrate our military. The Air Force, Army, Marine Corps, and Navy all host demonstrations on Alamo Plaza. Now that we've covered the history of Fiesta, you may ask, but why does everyone jingle? What are Fiesta medals? One way groups raise money during Fiesta is through selling these Fiesta medals. The tradition began around 1946 when King Antonio handed out coins. Then, in 1961, Joskey's department store produced a commemorative coin holder, which revelers began wearing pinned to their shirts to show off their swag. Soon, the idea of the Fiesta medal was born. No matter where you live, you can get in the Fiesta spirit and support the Alamo by purchasing our 2024 Alamo Fiesta medal, as well as Bella the Alamo Cat's Fiesta medal. You can buy them in person or online.
Now that you know more about Fiesta, let's talk about those parades that pass in front of the Alamo Church. Joining us now is Anna Laura Block, the Alamo's development manager, who is also the former president of the Battle of Flowers Association, and James Fenimore, this year's Fiesta Flambeau Parade Association president. Tell us about your parades and what makes them so unique to any other parade in the country.
Well, the Battle of Flowers Parade is the largest and the oldest in the nation, produced entirely by women volunteers. So every year we have a Texas history theme, and that aspect is seen through the floats, through the amusements, so it's float themed. We also give 45,000 tickets to the Fiesta Commission, as well as Flambeau, so that nonprofits can buy those tickets at a discounted rate from the Fiesta Commission and then sell them to the public. And this helps them to have a budget for the following year. So we do a really good thing for the nonprofits and the 501c3s of San Antonio.
And James, the Flambeau, the largest illuminated night parade in the country.
Yes. This is our 76th anniversary of running it down the street. We're the much younger brother of the Battle of Flowers. On that almost 3-mile journey downtown, we have lots and lots and lots of lights, lots of
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, describe what it means to be an illuminated parade.
We kick off our vanguard just at dusk and let them head down the street. And then at about 7:45 every year, we start the main body of the parade so that all of our floats and the lighted up kids and the bands, as they're marching down the streets, there's ambient light from the street lights, but mostly it's dark. And we have lots and lots of LED lights.
All the costumes have lights?
Yes, every one of them. It's a requirement to be in the parade, is to be well lit.
Anna Laura, with the Battle of Flowers Parade being the true origin of Fiesta, what are the emotions behind planning the event and then finally seeing all the floats pass by the Alamo?
Well, there's a big sense of pride because we have over 200 volunteers that come together and we work for over a year. And we have different section chairs, different people leadership-wise that come together. And then we have other volunteers that are in the Battle Flowers that just work that day for the parade. So we have quite a few volunteers working it. Sometimes the husbands come and join too. And so once that float or that amusement passes by, it's a big sense of pride. And a parade of that magnitude that's being pulled off is really an orchestration within itself. So we're always proud, we're excited, we all have smiles on our faces, and we look forward to that day that we step off, and then when the very last float goes by the Alamo, because then we know it's been a job well done and everything was pulled off. Everything works in tandem. It takes everybody. It's more of a yellow-clad village.
Yes, because all the women of the Battle of Flowers Association, they wear yellow.
That's correct. We're easy to identify. We all wear yellow dresses, and we've been doing that for quite a long time. So when you're out on the streets and you have a question or you're not sure where your section is, just find a lady in yellow.
Good advice. James, something that makes the Flambeau unique is all the high school bands and dance troupes that participate. Passing by the Alamo can be a memory that lasts a lifetime.
As I encounter people buying tickets or showing up at the parade, adults, it's not unusual for me to come across 10, 15 people who say, I marched in this, I went to whichever high school they went to, and I marched in that parade when I was a freshman in high school, all the way through senior. Lots of people in San Antonio and out-of-town bands, we have a lot of out-of-town bands, a lot of people tell me this is one of their favorite memories, is marching in that parade.
How cool. How does each parade take time to honor the Alamo's history?
Every entry in the Battle of Flowers Parade is required to have a fresh floral tribute. And so whether it's an amusement, a band, a float, a cavalcade, everyone will have a fresh floral tribute with them. And as they turn onto Alamo Plaza, they slow down and become reverent, and a student cadet steps out, and they hand over that fresh floral tribute. It's kind of us being, the participants, a continuum of history. It's one of those things where we feel like it's teaching and preserving Texas history. And if you sit in that area and you see that being done, that tribute, it's really a goosebump moment.
We started last year and we're doing it again this year, giving each entry a flag representing the six flags over Texas.
Even with all the construction at the Alamo, the parades will continue to pass by. What does that mean to you to have that tradition continue?
It means a sense of pride. We're trying to instill patriotism to the younger generation. We want everyone to know their Texas history, to come to the Alamo, see all the Texas history that's on display, and know a sense of where they came from and what happened in the past. We also have a Battle of Flowers former president's tribute that we do in front of the Alamo. And what happens is the president, who is currently the president, rides down in front of the Alamo in her car, and she has a big, huge yellow spray of flowers, all yellow roses, and she hands that over to the cadet. And then the former presidents are there standing, and they have a bouquet of their own, and they each one add it to that bouquet so that we see the process of, over time, all these different presidents that have done this and are honoring the Alamo. And it's usually captured on TV, and we have 3.5 million viewers in Spanish and English. So it's kind of another history moment, an historic moment for the Alamo and for us.
With Flambeau being the people's parade, we're much more inclined to party, and we love the way the videos and the pictures look in front of the Alamo with our floats.
And what does that mean to you when you see that moment of the floats going past the Alamo, the confetti flying down?
Then I know it's Flambeau.
Good answer. I like that. Anna Laura Block and James Fenimore, thank you for joining us, and Viva Fiesta.
Viva Fiesta.
There's one more big parade to talk about. The Texas Cavaliers River Parade may not pass directly in front of the Alamo, but this year's parade is making sure we always remember the Alamo. Joining us to explain is Jack Hebden, King Antonio of 1999 and former Fiesta San Antonio Commission president, as well as Trey Steves, this year's Texas Cavaliers River Parade vice marshal. Jack, we're fortunate that people from all over the world listen to the Alamos podcast. For those who may not know, can you please explain the tradition of King Antonio?
King Antonio started in the early 1900s. After the Battle of Flowers, original Battle of Flowers Parade in 1891, there were a lot of activities going on around the date of April 21st. And there were several monarchs around town. There was Omala, which was the Alamo spelled backwards, Similot, which was Tamale spelled backwards, and then King Antonio. King Antonio, early on, did not have a sponsor. John Baron Carrington, who had come to San Antonio from Virginia to work for the Chamber of Commerce, in 1909 had started the Art of the Alamo, which was sponsoring the Queen and Princess of Fiesta. So we had years before 1926 when we didn't even have a king. Nobody wanted to run for king. And so in 1926, he formed the Texas Cavaliers with several purposes. One, to remember the heroes of Texas who came and created this great state, to remember horsemanship in a period when it was dying and going away, and also have cordial relations with the military. By now, 1926, the military was pretty big in San Antonio, and the Army Air Corps was growing, but also to sponsor King Antonio. So in 1927, we had our first King Antonio, Sterling Burke. We have a tradition of the king arriving in San Antonio. He would arrive on the train. And that went on until World War II. But he would arrive on the train, and then he'd have a procession to the Alamo. When they got to the Alamo, they would then present the key to the city, and he and the mayor would lay a wreath in memory of the heroes. King Antonio has survived ever since, has been sponsored by the Cavaliers. We're into King Antonio 101 now. The Cavaliers have been part of the Alamo at Fiesta forever. We really, in 1950, started a formal ceremony inside the Alamo, and later on in 59, moved outside as well. So King Antonio has been a strong part of Fiesta. We have other royalties that are official royalty, but King Antonio is the oldest.
Trace, nowhere has a river parade like San Antonio. It's your job to help oversee it. Tell us about the parade and how the Alamo is getting special recognition this year.
Well, in San Antonio, there's no greater site than the Alamo. It is pivotal to our identity as San Antonians, and it is the reason millions of people travel to San Antonio to enjoy what our great city has to offer. Everyone thinks of the Alamo. And this year, the River Parade's charitable honoree, or the Texas Cavaliers' charitable honoree, is the Texas Cavalier Education Center at the Alamo. The River Parade this year is centrally focused on the Alamo and showcasing what folks are doing to grow that experience. We'll have Alamo-themed floats. This year we have 60 floats that will be traveling the river. You know, the River Parade has hundreds of thousands of people that come and watch it live, and many, many more watch it on television. And we're so excited to be showcasing the Alamo as the shining star of the parade this year.
And let's talk about the Texas Cavaliers Education Center. We broke ground on it in November, and it's scheduled to open next year. It will serve 250,000 school-age children a year and also allow the Alamo to bring the Alamo story to students all over the world. What does it mean to each of you to invest in that legacy?
For me, it was very important. The Alamo story is more than just a battle in 1836. It's a story that starts in 1718 and even goes through its own survival in the turn of the century. You know, idea was to tear things down in this city. You know, Adina De Zavala and Clara Driscoll bought the Long Barracks to control that and keep it. There's a story there about how people come to Texas or came to Texas and fought for their independence, fought for a better life. And I think the Alamo is a major part of that story and has been ever since. And I think it's important for us to have a place where the kids can come and have a great experience. I was down here last Thursday, and, you know, busloads of kids are showing up with nowhere to go, out in the rain, nowhere to have lunch. And so to make this complete, I think, is important, and also be able to showcase it out across the country to other schools and kids that can't come.
And once it's built, there will be a safe school bus drop-off pickup zone, a theater where kids can watch a short film on what they're about to see on the grounds, a distance learning lab, an early learner hub, then, of course, a safe and quiet place for kids to eat their lunch on a field trip.
We're really excited about it. You know, the Texas Cavaliers is comprised of leaders in San Antonio, and to be able to be associated with the Alamo really is just an unbelievable feather in our cap. We're so proud to be associated with it and to help in any way we possibly can.
Both of your families have deep roots in San Antonio, and Jack, you've had the rare 30,000-foot view of overseeing all of Fiesta. Can you each put into words how central the Alamo is to the spirit of Fiesta?
It's the heart. It's the heart of Fiesta. Fiesta started, really, with the Battle of Flowers. You know, back in the old days, it was not Fiesta. It was called the San Jacinto days, and a lot of events revolved around that. Fiesta didn't come around until 1960, but it's the heart of San Antonio. It's the heart of Fiesta.
Well, I just think that how pivotal this entire situation is, you know, the Alamo and the expansion of the Alamo is tremendous. It's tremendous. We were at the Alamo fundraiser just a couple of weeks ago, and you could see the vision and where all this is going. And to say it's exciting is an understatement. It's exciting for an entire city to see all of these folks be motivated by what's taking place at the Alamo. It's electric. To have us part of it and helping in that is very, very exciting.
I've heard a lot of Texas Cavaliers say they hope their early support of the Alamo plan will encourage others to get involved in preserving the Alamo's history.
Absolutely. You can see that happening throughout the city, and it goes well beyond the Texas Cavaliers. I think that we were, you know, one of the snowflakes that started the avalanche, and now everyone in San Antonio is excited to give and be part of and help the Alamo expansion project.
Something has to happen. I mean, this new vision, this reimagining of the Alamo, I think is critical for this city and really good for the Alamo and for folks that want to come see it.
Well, we're so grateful for your support.
Thank you.
Jack Hebden and Trey Steves, thank you so much for joining us, and Viva Fiesta.
Viva!
Be sure to check out the podcast notes for this episode. If you'd like to dive deeper into Fiesta or maybe plan a visit for next year, we've linked to everything you need to know, including the Fiesta Commission's website, plus the websites for Battle of Flowers, Fiesta Flambeau, and the Texas Cavaliers River Parade. We've also linked to more information and videos about the future Texas Cavaliers Education Center, plus how you can get into the Fiesta spirit year-round by buying the Alamo's Fiesta medal, as well as Bella the Alamo Cat's Fiesta medal. You've been listening to Stories Bigger Than Texas, the Alamo Podcast.